This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about the cannabis. Not because, you know, we're using it
the
right
reefer.
Now. But because the Canadian government apparently is working on a proposal to legalize nationwide.
And as expected, at least as expected, as I expected, this type of a move isn't really about freedom or liberty. This move is about fulfilling a campaign promise and figuring out how to reap the giant rewards that I think people hear about from places like, you know, Colorado and Washington State. And,
right.
And things
and
like that.
And Colorado, I was actually in Colorado about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I went to one of these dispensaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've discussed what it was like previously, but I'll describe it again, because it's not like any store that I've ever been to ever before.
Needless to say.
Needless to say on that aspect, because, you know, I've never purchased cannabis in a store before.
Right.
But the layout of the store was unique. I've heard it described as kind of like an Apple store, but with weed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been in an Apple store.
No point of reference there. Okay.
Right. So, you know, that means nothing to me. So you walk in and, you know, kind of like a bar sort of thing. They've got somebody checking IDs.
Right.
Because you do have to be over a certain age to legally purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. And then they're supposed to hand you this little PDA-looking thing. I forget what, the personal data assistant thing with a little barcode scanner on it.
Right.
And, well, the guy didn't hand me one when I walked in. So I'm walking around and I'm looking, and they've got displayed. It's mostly an open layout.
Okay.
With the customer checkout desk in the middle of the store. And, you know, there's stuff displayed on the walls, and then there's these sort of like standalone rack sort of things, but they're not racks. They're completely enclosed with glass. Glass display pillars.
Right.
And so I'm looking, all right, here's some things that I want. Now what do I do? And so then I walk over to the guy that checked my ID when I walked in. I was like, yeah, so I see what I want. What do I do? He was like, oh, I forgot to hand you this. So just scan the barcode and then type in how many you want.
Right.
And then after you're done putting in the device, mm-hmm. what you want to order, you go to the checkout in the middle.
It's almost like a pharmacist?
Kind of.
So he gets the order and he fills your prescription, sort of, almost like, fills your order?
Right. So mine, because, you know, I don't smoke, but I enjoy edibles. And, you know, it's mostly for medical purposes because of this headache that I've had for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And other side effects as well from the post-concussion syndrome. But got some edibles and a THC-infused drink. It's absolutely amazing. I suggest you try it if you ever have a chance. And so, you know, they put the stuff in a little bag and ring me up, and cash only.
Right.
Because, you know, not allowed to use credit cards because they're not allowed to use banks.
Yep.
Now, I did ask the guy, do you accept Bitcoin? And he was like, what? And I didn't, you know, press the issue and just wound up paying cash.
But they should.
Yeah. Now, we did talk a couple weeks ago about some stores in Seattle that are starting to accept Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
the cannabis dispensaries. But, yeah, so, you know, wound up getting checked out, paid about 35% tax once you add the state tax, the county tax, the municipal tax, the special tax that applies only to cannabis, and then there is some other tax.
Tax for the children?
No, that's probably mixed
in
with the,
there somewhere.
You know, the state
the education,
because,
right.
Right, well, the cannabis-only tax goes to education.
Gotcha.
That's how they're able to say, we've added $100 quadrillion to the education thing. And a lot of people, especially the supposed fiscal conservatives, they love the idea of let's tax this vice because then we get a whole bunch of extra money, even though normally fiscal conservatives are opposed to taxes.
Right.
Here's an idea. Stop spending like $20 billion incarcerating people and running the war on drugs.
Right.
And just save that money. You don't need to tax something to create a new source of income to replace money that you're no longer spending.
What are you doing? You're suggesting that the government reduce their costs?
Yes.
Daryl, please.
Well,
come on.
You can't have a huge budget to fight a drug war if you don't have a drug war.
I'm with you completely. I'm just saying that's not really how government at any level works.
I know.
When you
I'm
start
just pointing out
to,
the hypocrisy yeah. of the so-called fiscal conservatives that idea never crosses their mind on how to be fiscally conservative.
Right.
The idea of let's stop enforcing this ludicrous, unjust law, that never crosses their mind. They're like, well, how can we make money?
And the answer for small government is, well, we won't grow it. Well, you end up growing it anyway. But even then, how can you look at government almost at any level, and I'm talking town through nation, and say there's not waste here. There's not things that we just don't need to do. But the long and the short of it is it's never, they never look at it through the lens of freedom.
Right.
Or through liberty. It's strictly through trying to be pragmatic, trying to keep all their voters happy, trying to keep, the employee unions happy and things like
politics.
That.
Party politics.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Look at it through the eyes of party politics of, well, I really want to vote this way, but if I do, people might think I'm fill-in-the-blank party.
Right.
So I can't vote that way because I'm not them.
Right, and I won't get reelected.
The article here from the Washington Post that we started with on the Canadian legislation. The public safety minister, Ralph Goodall, says the law as it stands has been an abject failure. Chris, how often have you heard an American politician say that?
Well, they say it all the time about the programs that they don't like and they want to cease funding for.
Goodall was noting that Canadian teens are among the world's biggest users of cannabis, which they now buy from illicit sources, and which, as Dean from Canada, who called in during the last hour, pointed out, even if this tax and regulate goes through, they'll still have to buy from illicit sources because the proposal sets a minimum age for recreational use of cannabis at 18.
So I think there will be a tendency, and we've seen this other places that it's been decriminalized or legalized, to where there is less usage by younger
right.
folks.
Right.
It
now,
just
it
happens.
It doesn't go away completely.
Of course not.
But as with alcohol and tobacco, the teen use does tend to go down. But again, there's a reason they call it weed. It just grows.
Right.
So, again, you're not going to completely wind up getting all of it, into the government structure. Goodell was speaking at a news conference attended by four Liberal Party cabinet ministers, though Trudeau, that being the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, stayed away from the conference. Under the proposed system, individuals would be able to possess up to 30 grams of dried or fresh cannabis for personal use, which is roughly 1 ounce.
Yeah, just over.
And would be allowed to grow up to 4 plants at home, provided they are not more than 1 meter high. Now, this is
the stuff that drives me nuts.
Right, and this is something that, you know, even the places in the U.S. that allow for home grow, there's all kinds of differences.
Sure.
We'll get into that as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Canada and the cannabis legalization, and I'm using air quotes there. Now, a lot of people, when they hear the word legalization, they think, oh, that means tax and regulate. But no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to mean that.
It can mean all kinds of things politicians dream up.
Are bottles of water legal? I'm holding one in my hand right now. Am I breaking the law by possessing bottled water?
No. Somewhere, probably.
Well, right here, I'm not. But there's not a special set of taxes on bottled water. When you go to the store and
here,
you buy bottled water,
here,
there's not a bottled water tax.
No, but in some areas they have a tax on the bottle part. Maybe not the water, but the bottle, and then the water's taxed in some areas. You know what I mean? So, yes,
well,
there are
even...
Well,
I don't know if the water is taxed, but, yeah, there's
sure.
some place, Vermont, they've
sales,
got the...
Sales tax on water.
But it's not a special tax that applies only to water, Chris.
Okay, now I understand what you're saying. But
my
I think some
is,
places
you know,
have done the bottle.
Right. There's the bottle deposit in, Vermont and Michigan, but, there's not... special thing. There's not a special tax on tomatoes.
No.
There's not special sets of regulations on you're not allowed to grow more than 4 tomato plants. Now, there might be some weird zoning ordinance
exactly.
of you're not allowed to have
I was
a garden.
Just going
to
go there, yeah.
But again, that's a more broad thing. It's not targeted at okra or celery or tomatoes.
Right.
But those things are all legal. We'll get back into the story. And, there's a lot of things that you can buy online. Legal things. Now, how would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20% or more when you do that? I'm sure you would. And it's perfectly legal. There's not a special tax for using saveatpurse.com.
No, there's not.
You go to saveatpurse.com, create the account. You can save 5% instantly by just using the search on their site to find the item that you want to buy from Amazon. Or you fill in a little risky. You want to try saving 30% on something? Well, go open your Amazon account, put things in your wish list, and then import the wish list into your account there at saveatpurse.com. And then you fund the account with Bitcoin. And then you save big time. I've been using it for a couple of years. I've saved over $500. Ian has saved over, I think, $1,700.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm not sure how often you've used it.
Saved. That's the big thing. When you go to Amazon, I go there because I expect the lowest prices.
Yep.
And I usually find I compare prices on the web. Turns out Amazon's the cheapest. And then to get more money off in addition to that, that's crazy.
Yes. Saveatpurse.com. So getting back into the article from the Washington Post about the proposal in Canada. Now, it's this weird sort of two-tier system to where the production of cannabis and some regulations and product standards would be set at the federal level, while distribution and retail would be handled at the provincial level. One of the things that would be handled at the federal level in Canada is setting the amount that one could possess at about an ounce, 30 grams of dried cannabis for personal use. And you would be allowed to grow 4 plants at home, provided they are not taller than 1 meter high. And again, this is something that I was mentioning in the U.S. under the various home grow regulations that exist, whether it be for recreational or therapeutic use. The amounts that you're allowed to grow vary drastically. There are some states that allow you to have an unlimited number of seedlings, but only a certain number of
mature plants.
Right. Some of those it's 4, some it's 6, and then they regulate the height. You can have a certain amount of plants below a certain height and then a certain number of plants above that height.
And this ought to illustrate this silliness of government, because the height of a plant is such an arbitrary number.
Yes.
What sounds good? 1 meter. no plants higher than 1 meter. Well, what does that have to do with anything? You can grow a plant that is extremely high in THC, and you could, you know, by crossbreeding and genetic right. modification, you could make it never grow over 3 feet.
You can have a tomato plant at your home for personal use, but it cannot be taller than 1 meter, which means, all right, you have the little cherry tomatoes. What happens if you use it in that topsy-turvy or whatever it's called?
Oh, yeah,
where you measure it upside down?
Yeah, you measure from the ceiling down. It's so ridiculous, and that's the point. Government has no business in this. It doesn't protect anyone. All it does is make potential... it creates potential criminals. So even if, quote-unquote... Air quotes again, legalization goes through in Canada, this legislation will still create lots and lots of people that have done nothing other than had the desire to take advantage of something that grows naturally.
And
it's ridiculous.
Some of those people would be those under the age of 18 who would be prohibited under the federal regulation from using cannabis recreationally. However, provinces would be allowed to set a higher minimum age, as some do in the case of alcohol, and the Canadian federal government plans to impose penalties of up to 14 years in prison for either selling or giving cannabis to someone under the legal age.
That sounds awfully legalized to me, 14 years.
The government also proposed new legislation governing impaired driving, and this is something that Dean, the caller from Canada, had mentioned, making it illegal to drive within 2 hours of an illegal level of drugs found in the blood. Police would also be given authority to administer a saliva test for cannabis if a driver shows signs of use, including the smell of cannabis or reddened eyes. So you just broke up with your girlfriend. You a little
got a
depressed.
Little got a little hay fever going
you're
on.
You're crying. You got hay fever.
Right.
You know,
probable cause.
You've got a pollen allergy. Yep. Be prepared to be tested for cannabis.
And... Well, what will they do with that sample? Will that be just a field test, or will it be taken back to the lab for further testing? If so, now you've just given them probably a DNA sample of you, too.
Possibly. Despite the introduction of the legislation, there remains a lot to be done before the legal regime actually goes into place. The public safety minister, Ralph Goodall, or... Goodell. I'm not sure how this is pronounced. It's G-O-O-D-A-L-E. He warned that existing law banning cannabis will remain in force until the new legislation is passed, saying it could be sometime next year. There will be an orderly transition. This will not be a free-for-all. There's more on this and your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race.
This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about our friendly neighbors to the north of us, Canada.
We are.
The we being Daryl
and Chris.
And the reason we're talking about our friendly neighbors in Canada is because Justin Trudeau, who's the Prime Minister of Canada, has announced legislation that would tax and regulate what some people are calling legalize cannabis. And among the various aspects would set a minimum age at the Canadian federal level of 18. However, provinces would be allowed to set a higher minimum age, as they do with alcohol. There's also regulations on how much one would be allowed to possess, when they would be allowed to possess it, when they could use it.
Yep. It's
how many plants they could have.
And here's the thing that kind of drives me nuts with people that are pro-marijuana or, you know, said, look at what we did in Washington State. Look at what we did in Colorado. These are not pro-liberty moves.
Right. They're things that are less bad than outright prohibition.
Right. Liberty means I'm putting something into my body. I own my own body. Therefore, it's none of your business what I do with it. And that's the end of the story. But when you come up with these cockamamie schemes about how government's going to get rich off of a, quote, vice, all you're doing is allowing government to exude more power over your life.
Right. That's why I say that, you know, everything should be as legal as tomatoes, because there's not a special tax on tomatoes. When you go to the grocery store, if you pay a sales tax, look at your receipt, there's not a tax that says tomato tax.
Right. What it does is it takes something that the government says is illegal, and it removes part of the risk. Okay, I sort of lose the risk if I use it, part of the risk, if I use it in certain ways that the government says is okay, then I no longer have the risk of going to jail.
As long as you possess under a certain amount.
And the way, and these other conditions, and right, that's and not freedom.
This has not gotten into any of the discussion on edibles, but I know that in some places... What they'll do, let's say you've got a THC-infused brownie. They weigh the entire brownie and say, we caught Chris with 8 ounces of cannabis. No, you caught Chris with an 8-ounce brownie that had, you know, who knows how many milligrams of THC in it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the good things about the stuff that you're able to buy on the open market.
Right.
To where it says on the package how many milligrams of THC are in the edible.
Right. And that's the whole thing. And government will never come up with every good idea about how to sell something, for example.
Right.
And you do look at these things. You know, Silk Road was a great example. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that they sold heroin on there and killed lots of people. Well, no, it saved lots of people's lives.
Let me tell you
who
else sold heroin. The Sears and Roebuck catalog 105 years ago.
Right. And if you want to talk about people that have sold drugs, look at our federal government and the CIA, you know, smuggling drugs out of Central America. We did that for years.
Yeah.
And they've admitted it. No, this isn't conspiracy theory. This actually did happen.
Right. The CIA stands for Cocaine Importing Agency.
I don't think that's what it stands for, but it certainly fit. But that's the thing, and it's just we want so badly to believe that government finally is turning around and allowing us to have some of the freedoms that are our natural rights, that are part of our human condition, that should have, they predate government, they should have never been in question at all. But it's not the case. It's about control over you and your life.
In addition to all of the regulations that we've previously mentioned, the Canadian federal government has not said how they will tax cannabis and has delayed regulations on the sale of edible forms of cannabis until a later date. The legislation would also prohibit marketing aimed at young people and would ban the sale of cannabis products in vending machines and self-serve displays. But detailed packaging rules will only be decided after several consultations with industry and the public.
Oh, boy.
This sounds like some of the weird stuff that exists to where, nope, we have to get all beer labels approved by some government agency somewhere.
Right.
You can't market to children, and that was deemed, at least in New Hampshire for a while, to mean that... the Founder's Oatmeal Stout that had a picture of a baby eating oatmeal on it.
Was
that label
that'll get kids
was
to,
prohibited in the state of New Hampshire because it depicted a minor, and part of the law on not advertising to minors said that you also can't picture a minor.
Oh, geez.
Even though who in their right mind is going to think oatmeal stout? Yep, that's baby food.
Yeah.
The Canadian government says that advertising will be subject to restrictions similar to those affecting tobacco, but it does not appear as if branding will be allowed. So I guess they mean you can't have specific brand names of cannabis products.
White package, black lettering, weed. There you go. That's it. That's all it is. Just generic weed.
Do you remember the generic food aisle that used to exist?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course. I remember beer. The generic beer. You remember that? That was great.
No,
it was the opposite of great. It was horrible beer.
Don't remember generic beer because I grew up in Alabama and all of the beer was served in a special section.
It was a white label with black writing on it that said beer. And that was it.
I do remember the generic food aisle. And my stepmom used to drink Old Milwaukee's Best, and I never tried it, but it just doesn't sound that good. And she had the most interesting fishing ritual, if you will. She would cast out the line, crack open a beer, light a cigarette. Something would pull on the line. She'd throw the cigarette, knock over the beer, and start to reel it in. And then she'd wind up getting an empty hook.
Nice.
rebait, throw it out, light a cigarette, open a beer.
That's fishing. I'm with her on that one.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it. It's
Canada is going to hose this thing up so badly. And like you said, we've already heard from callers in Canada that are following this stuff. They've, yes. That gentleman's obviously been following it for a long time.
And if that's who I think it is, he was a parliamentary candidate in the Canadian election last year.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
Or 2 years ago, whatever it was. Now, since we don't live too terribly far from Canada, Chris, there might be some good news for us. Tourists visiting Canada will be allowed to smoke cannabis at their pleasure, but rules banning the import and export will remain in force. In other words, people crossing from Washington, where recreational cannabis is legal, into British Columbia could still be arrested if cannabis is discovered in their possession crossing the border.
That's the American cannabis is bad, and that stuff will kill you. Canadian cannabis, no problem. That's healthy for you.
Right, and well, there's other things that in Canada, apparently nobody chokes on this thing called a Kinder surprise egg that we've never had in the United States because they're illegal here.
Choking hazard.
There was a couple from, I believe, originally from Canada living in either Oregon or Washington, went to Canada on their honeymoon. They were crossing the border, and they had some of these Kinder eggs.
Mm-hmm.
They had no clue that these were illegal. They had half a dozen of them, and they were facing like $25,000 worth of fines and then 6 months imprisonment for each egg.
Here's how jaded I am. Immediately, I picture this station wagon going down a road, but the shot I am visualizing in my mind is from like a Predator drone, you know, at 4,000 feet. We have the eggs in sight. We have the eggs in sight. You know, it's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's still more to this, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's just a little bit more to the story out of Canada on the plans to tax and regulate what some people are calling legalize cannabis. But it's really tax and regulate and, you know, have more government control over the distribution and possession of cannabis in Canada. Again, the legislation just formally introduced. I know there had been talk for a while that they would wind up actually doing the legalization thing this spring, but it looks like they're actually going to pass a bill to say that it winds up going in force next summer, in addition to stuff that we've previously gone over about a lot of the regulations. The provinces will still need to figure out ways to regulate distribution. This, according to the Washington Post, cannabis dispensaries have already opened in many cities across Canada, catering to the therapeutic trade, but pharmacies are also interested in getting in on the recreational business. And in some provinces, the governments are anxious to allow their retail alcohol monopolies to sell cannabis as well.
Of course.
Bill Blair, a member of Parliament and former Toronto police chief who has led the government's marijuana legalization process, said the government consulted extensively with officials in Colorado and Washington. Quote, "We tried to learn from their experience," he said, noting that Canada has looked upon this as a public health issue rather than a commercial opportunity and an effort to maximize tax revenue, then why are you implementing all of these onerous regulations?
Oh, my God.
If it's a public health issue, then, you know, here's an idea. Just stop arresting people that have a health problem.
Right. And if you want to have some government programs that helps people deal with addiction, which can be a real issue, that's fine, but I don't know about addiction with marijuana because that's never been.
They're only talking about cannabis
right.
here,
see,
and
see,
people don't have physical addictions to cannabis.
Yeah, exactly, but there are other drugs that are highly addictive that people do need some help.
That aren't regulated as strictly, at least in the U.S., they're listed as like a Schedule II substance. Crystal meth.
Sure.
Is a Schedule II substance.
Right. But I'm referring to opiates and heroin and things like that.
Right. And some opiates are Schedule
Schedule II. Yeah.
A lot of them are prescribed by doctors.
Of course. That does not mean it's safe.
although public. What do you mean it's not? The doctor told me that I should take this.
Exactly. They told.
What do you mean that barbiturates are highly addictive? It's what the doctor gave me for my headache.
Exactly. The drug company says it's perfectly fine to give high doses of opiates to my son for his sprained knee.
And then, you know, here's just a reminder. Everything that the FDA has ever recalled as being unsafe for human consumption, mm-hmm. at one time they approved as being safe for human freaking consumption.
Safe and effective, Daryl.
Although public opinion is generally supportive of cannabis legalization in Canada, some in the medical profession have expressed concerns about the dangers posed by setting too low a minimum legal age. The Canadian Psychiatric Association has sought to ban the sale to anyone under the age of 21, and then also to limit the potency of products sold to people under the age of 25.
So it's like 3-2 beer in Colorado. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's what some people call small beer.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't know. There's some places that
still
I think West Virginia is one of those places to where at 18 you can buy a 3-2 beer.
Yeah, that was ridiculous too. So yeah, what did I do when I was 18 or in my early years? Tried to figure out how to get the good stuff, which you always could.
First, you scrounged up as much money as you could,
right?
Which was probably somewhere around, you know, 20-30 bucks. Found somebody over the age of 21,
right,
and said, get me as much beer as you can
for this.
I want to get drunk.
Right.
And what do you get you? Like some PBR, some Natty Light?
Oh.
Old Milwaukee's best?
The West Coast has its own smorgasbord of horrible beers that we drank when I was young.
Right, but, you know.
But that's what it was.
Wasn't the good stuff. You know, craft beer.
No.
It wasn't anything that, here's a single beer that cost me $9 that served in a 750 milliliter bottle. It's 9% alcohol. You're like, screw that. I need a bunch of beer.
Right. And I don't care. I will hold my nose and drink it. That was the point back then. But the point is that kids, if things are denied to them, will go out of their way to get them.
Yeah.
And that's
go get me a bottle of rubbing alcohol and a loaf of bread. I'll filter the alcohol through the bread and drink what comes out the other side.
Does that work?
I don't know, but I've heard from a hobo that that's a way to get drunk if you have no other alternative.
Kids, do not try this at home.
Ranuka Prasad, president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association, said there's a strong evidence base showing that early and regular cannabis use can affect cognition, such as memory, attention, intelligence, and the ability to process thoughts and experiences. She also noted that cannabis use can increase the risk of mental health issues like depression and psychotic disorders, in vulnerable young people. Rob, cannabis also helps with depression.
Did she bring up the fact that you may be suddenly compelled to listen to jazz music? Because this is all frickin' reefer madness. When they come up with these scares, it's going to do this, it's going to do that.
She also did not say that it will make white women want to date jazz musicians.
I did not want to go there, but yes, that was brought up on the floor of Congress as testimony before the United States passed all their bans on the evil marijuana
and cocaine and other substances that you used to at one time be able to buy from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Or you went down to your pharmacy.
To your door along with your hypodermic needles that you also bought from the Sears and Roebuck catalog.
Yeah. But who did that? They didn't. They would go down, in most cases, you'd go down to your pharmacy, you tell your pharmacist, you know, I'm having trouble, I don't have much appetite lately. Well, try this. This will give you the munchies, this will fix you right up. Or, you know, my love life with my wife is lacking for some reason. Well, I've been hearing good things about cocaine in that. And this is what used to happen. And you know, we did not have this runaway addiction because it was not denied.
Right, but people were also selling things and claiming that they had benefits that they didn't have. We had to pass all of these laws because of snake oil salesmen, Chris.
Oh, yeah. So that doesn't exist anymore? I'm sure glad we solved the whole snake oil salesman problem.
Now all of the snake oils are FDA approved.
Better.
And, you know, a lot of the side effects are worse than the illness.
Right.
Are you sad? Do you ever wind up feeling depressed during the wintertime when you're not getting enough vitamin D because the sun has hidden away for the last 4 months?
Right, or because you can't lift your head away from Facebook long enough to get sun.
Here's a pill, and side effects may include suicidal tendencies, leaky stools.
Death. Yeah, it goes on and on.
I think I'll deal with the seasonal affective disorder and take some vitamin D pills.
But besides the snake oil that's, you know, created by the pharmaceutical companies, you still see ads for, you know, this amazing herbal concoction that, you know, will help men with their impotency or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, there's no backing for that stuff. They have to say it and describe it in such a way that they don't break a law.
Right.
But it doesn't stop
it. And then they put on the label, these claims have not been approved by the FDA.
Sure. And
whereas, again, let's go back to that.
Not that that's saying it's legitimate. Go ahead.
Right. But let's go back to this bottle of water. If I said, Chris, this bottle of water will cure dehydration. That's been something that's been known for hundreds of years.
Right. But you can't say that.
Eating an orange will prevent scurvy. That's a medical claim. Because I'm saying that something will prevent or cure a medical illness.
Right.
But because that's never been proven by the FDA, I can't sell this water with a label that says cures dehydration. I cannot sell an orange
right. And
says prevents scurvy. That is illegal.
Of course it is, Daryl.
And that is absolutely asinine.
Think of the children.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. I am thinking of the children. I don't want them to be dehydrated with scurvy or to die of dysentery after I try to ford a river.
Oh, boy.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.